The Patmos report we're waving in your face today is called, Which Flag Do You Fly? Listen, there are many kingdoms, and most of them seem to have a national flag, sometimes called an ensign, to proudly wave, which is cut from a bolt of cloth. It's a standard procedure, pun intended, when it comes to flags. Everyone has to have one, even as they have a national anthem. However, I find in the Authorized 1611 Bible, there is one kingdom that doesn't have a flag of cloth, and it is the Kingdom of God. The Kingdom of God's flag is the Son of God, the Word of God, and only to Him are we to pledge our allegiance. You can find some references for that in Luke 16, 13, and Exodus 20, 1 through 3. About the Son of God's flag, the Lord Jesus Christ, and I quote from Isaiah chapter 11, 10 through 12, "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth." And as the Lord Jesus' ambassadors, we are his flags as well, as it is written. And I quote, "And the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as the stones of a crown, lifted up as an ensign upon his land." Unquote. That's in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 16. Then, in contrast, is the flag of the beast, which is the beast found in the book of Revelation, whose flag is described in Psalm 74, 1 through 4, a portion which reads, "Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their incense for signs." Perhaps this admonition is applicable after considering the aforementioned information, which is found in Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 through 18. "When he therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes." You might have to check that one out and think about it to get it, but you'll get it if you continue to readeth, and then you will understand. So remember, God loves you. Read your Bible. The truth is in there, or the truth you're trying to avoid. Maranatha.